Good afternoon, friends and neighbors. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Social workers and the sheriff's office are investigating after an infant died from suspicious injuries. The child was taken to Columbus Regional Friday in an ambulance and was non-responsive at the time. She was flown to Cape Fear Valley and later died at that hospital. A second infant is recovering from an infection and a broken bone after he was discovered with cocaine in his system as part of another investigation. Charges have not been filed in either case. You can see the stories at ColumbusCountyNews.com for more. A man is dead after two men apparently shot each other in the Farmers Union community just after 9 p.m. Saturday. Anthony Marcus Lee Jr. and Harry Lane Hardy Jr. were both shot on Timber Creek Trail. Hardy was dead when deputies arrived. Deputies provided emergency first aid to Lee until EMS came on scene. We reached out to the sheriff's office for more on this case. The Columbus County Agricultural Fair starts tomorrow. The fair runs through October 13th at the county fairgrounds. This year's event features the return of the Fair Queen pageants. There's also the Midway, arts and crafts competitions, the Demolition Derby, livestock shows, and entertainment every night. This is the 41st year for the fair, which saw record-breaking crowds last year. A busload of fair workers caused a stir in the village of Brunswick yesterday. The bus is owned by Dreamland Amusements, and it broke down in the middle of town. The workers are all staff with Dreamland, and they were headed to the fair to start work. Social media rumors about illegal aliens being delivered in the town became so rampant that the mayor of Brunswick took to social media to allay fears and castigate those who were spreading the posts. Hurricane Milton is coming ashore somewhere near Tampa Bay today as a Category 4 storm. Steering currents and a cold front will prevent Milton from coming near North Carolina. The only effects we expect to see in the next few days are rough surf conditions and some high winds, as well as beach erosion along the coast. Lots of local hands are helping with the cleanup and recovery from Hurricane Helene in western North Carolina. Three Whiteville firefighters, as well as the county administrative team, returned Friday after spending several days assisting in cleanup and recovery. Marquise Blanks, a Whiteville Fire Department lieutenant, was part of a team that rescued an infant from a mud-filled home early on their tour. A team from Nakana Fire and Rescue left Friday morning for the Asheville area. More than 230 deaths have been confirmed in six states from the storm. Dozens of local volunteers turned out this weekend to help pack food, water, hygiene, and baby supplies and other goods for shipment to western North Carolina. Reverend Dave Heller of the Columbus Baptist Association said the emphasis right now is on warm clothing and cleaning supplies. Temperatures will drop to the 40s and even the 30s in some hurricane-stricken areas this week. New and slightly used blankets, coats, jackets, scarves, hoodies, and hats are being collected for shipment as quickly as possible. Cleaning and muck-out supplies are also needed. Donations can be dropped by the CBA office in Whiteville, at the former Quality Ford dealership in Whiteville, the Sheriff's Office, and most area fire and law enforcement agencies. Donations can also be dropped off at the Columbus County Fair. Just look for the Black's Tire Truck there at the gates. Later on this week, ColumbusCountyNews.com and Cool1039 will be accepting donations at our offices at 1015 South Madison in Whiteville. Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson is going to visit Dale's Seafood in Whiteville on Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. Governor Robinson temporarily suspended his gubernatorial campaign last week to help with hurricane relief efforts. Space is limited to the restaurant, so make sure you get there early if you want a good seat. Robinson is expected to arrive around 4:30. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.